helping your baby with separation. Babies are designed to be with people. They love closeness. Their minds are built to connect with their mommy and daddy for most of their days and nights. They thrive on eye contact. Babies thrive on hearing relaxed voices around them. They thrive on skin-to-skin contact. They thrive on sleeping around others. Babies are vulnerable, so their minds are programmed to detect when they're alone and to interpret that as dangerous. And if you think about it, in our not-so-recent past, a baby alone in a wild place with parents out hunting or gathering wouldn't survive for long. So babies have evolved to notice when they're alone and to be alarmed about it and to cry out for us. But our culture is at odds with babies' delicate systems. We urge mothers back into the workplace soon after a baby is born, and we set things up so babies are expected to sleep in a separate spot, in a separate room, away from those who can hear her and see her. In hospitals, babies are routinely taken off to a nursery, away from their parents at birth, and kept separate for a time if the mother's tired or recovering from a medical procedure. It's sometimes necessary, but it's hard on a baby. The younger the baby is when separated from her parents, the harder it is on her. And sometimes babies are physically close to their mommies and daddies, but their parents are working so hard or feeling so upset that they can't make much eye contact, can't give much reassurance, or offer much relaxed time to connect. These babies also experience a separation, but it's not a physical one. They're just not able to connect with their parents in the way that they've evolved to want to do, and their ultra-keen perception tells them that all is not well in their world. You need to know, as a mommy or daddy, that every separation from your baby is a challenging time for her. When daddy goes away for a couple of nights on business, it's hard on a baby. When mommy has grandma come over for some hours so she can get away to take a necessary break, it can be challenging for a baby. And if one parent becomes ill or has to go away, it can frighten a baby and make her sad, mad, or withdrawn. Separations are a necessary part of life in our day and age. Parents have to go to work. Parents who stay at home absolutely need a break. Sometimes a parent's health or the family's economics or relationship troubles mean that a longer separation is necessary. People have assumed for years that babies don't remember what happens to them before they're about 2 years of age, and that if a baby's parent is stressed or sad or has to go away, it won't really affect the baby. But science, together with all the listening we've done with parents and children, prove that this is a false notion. Separations, for any reason, can take an emotional toll on an infant, even when they're left with people who love them dearly and care for them well. Their parents are the ones they most want. The good news here is that parents, with a few simple steps, can undo the hurt that separation causes for a baby and a young child. The first step is to always, always tell your baby that you're leaving, how long you'll be gone, and that you'll come back to them. Even when you leave your baby to take a shower, she'll benefit if you talk to her about that little separation. She needs to be able to trust that you won't sneak away, won't dash off for a moment without telling her. Parents do this all the time, either thinking that if they say nothing, their baby won't notice their absence, or just forgetting that their baby needs to know that they're leaving the room to brush their teeth or put on their clothes. So try to notice when you're leaving your baby and tell her, always tell her, that you'll be back. When you've had to separate from your baby for a while, pay attention to making a connection with her again when you come back. Don't come on too strong, just connect. Hey, little tiger, how did you do with Isabel today? Daddy's back. I'm so glad to see you. Or, hey, Josie, I'm back. How's Mama's little girl? It was a long day, and I'm back now. Spend a few minutes gazing at your baby, letting her show you how she feels, giving her time to get adjusted to being with you again. She'll show you how she is right away. If your baby connects right away, stay with her for some minutes. Talk to her and listen to her before you move on to separate her again by putting her in the car or starting up dinner or answering the phone. She really needs to drink you in. She needs to feel your attention. If you're picking her up from daycare, you might try to make it a habit to spend 5 minutes or 10 minutes connecting right there before you bustle around to pick up her things and bundle her up. This feeds her appetite for connection. If she can't make eye contact for long or avoids your gaze entirely, it will take some time and maybe some stress release before she can absorb your love and be in sync with you again. Laughter, crying, and good, healthy tantrums help a baby to reconnect with her parents at the end of a separation. Laughter, crying, and tantrums are the escape valves for the feelings of upset that your baby got while you were away. They are a way that your baby has to heal the hurt and trust you again. So if your baby can't look at you for long when you reunite with her, find a way, as soon as you can, to settle in with her and listen to her feelings. If she's avoiding your gaze, gently move your head so she can see you full on. If she turns her head away, move again, offering her your kind and loving face. At some point, the attention you offer will crowd out the feelings of upset she's been storing up all day, and they will spill out. You'll catch her eye, and she might laugh a little bit, then avoid you again, or you catch her eye again and she laughs again, and pretty soon you have an I see you game going that also lets off tension for her and reconnects you both. Either the laughter or the tears can happen, and both the laughter and the tears are a healthy release for your baby so she can relax with you and forget that it was a long, hard day without you. If your baby's avoiding your gaze and you're following her to try to catch her, eventually your presence and your persistence in wanting to connect will help her feel safe enough to let her bad feelings out. Then all you do is listen. We call this stay listening. You can tell her things like, "Oh, I know. I know it was a long day. I'm here now. I'm always coming back to you. I love to be with you. Tell me how it was today. I'm right here to listen, sweetie. Tell me how it was." Your baby will cry till she's finished. Her brain knows when the hurt has been taken care of. You can relax. You're caring for her in a deep and personal way. You're honoring the fact that she has a mind, has strong feelings, and needs someone who will understand and support her to process the good and the bad in her experience. You're honoring her intelligence, and you're giving her the chance to use her instinct to heal from the bad feelings that separation brings. She will trust you. She will gain from this. She has a parent steady enough to carry her through the hard times, and eventually she'll be able to feel quite confident without you, as long as others around her are thoughtful and good to her. You'll raise a confident child. Thanks for listening, and thanks for all the wonderful love that you offer your baby.